In this lecture, I would like to highlight several aspects of the selections from Cyprian of Carthage's letter to Donatus, which describes a very early form of the practice of Lectio Divina and of the vitally important role it played in the Church's understanding of the Scriptures as a means of what we would today call contemplative prayer. If you begin to drop down through this first paragraph, you'll see that one of the contexts of this letter is the notion in chapter 14 of our lifting our eyes from earth to heaven, anchored on the firm ground of salvation, the image of our salvation inviting us to look up towards the God who has called to us. Dropping a little further down on the page, past the blue bar that says Lectio Divina is contemplative prayer, which is my comment on this text, and then dropping down to the about the third paragraph that begins in rather poetic cadence, as the sun shines spontaneously, as the day gives light, as the fountain flows, as the shower yields moisture, so does the heavenly spirit infuse itself into us. And this is very beautiful poetic cadence. Sol radiat, dies luminat, fons rigat, imber inrorat. It's language that will be taken up much later in the tradition as a way of describing the action of the Holy Spirit as the Feast of Pentecost begins to develop, the great sequences and hymns associated with that feast, the Veni Sancte Spiritus and Veni Creator Spiritus, use this kind of language, the shower, the moisture that is the moisture that falls upon the parched soil of the soul, the light that comes to us which is from God, the fountain that relieves our thirst. This is God's Spirit. This is the language of the soul longing for God. And Cyprian goes on, so does the heavenly Spirit infuse itself into us, and when the soul in its gaze into heaven has recognized its author, it rises higher than the sun, far transcends all this earthly power, and begins to be that which it believes itself to be. This is exactly the kind of language that we saw in the earliest section of this course when we looked at the language of spiritual ascent. The soul gazes into heaven, recognizes its author, and rises. It is drawn up higher than the sun, and it's a rising that transforms. The soul begins to be what it believes itself to be, namely, in the image of God, loved by God. So this is the language of spiritual ascent. It's very attractive, very beautiful, and we naturally ask, how does this happen? What is the means by which this ascent occurs? And Cyprian answers. In section 15, he says, do you whom the celestial warfare has enlisted in the spiritual camp observe a discipline, uncorrupted, chastened? And then he gives the technique, the means of making this spiritual ascent. Be constant both in prayer and in reading. Now speak with God, now let God speak with you. Nunc cum Deo loquere, nunc Deus tecum. Now speak with God, now let God speak with you. Constant in prayer and in reading. Sit tibi vel oratio, adsidua vel lectio. This is one of the earliest Christian references to the ordinary popular practice of Lectio Divina, alternating reading, lectio, and prayer, oratio. As you read the sacred scriptures, you allow it to lead you into prayer. The prayer itself leads you back into the sacred text. Cyprian says, this is an alternation between your speaking with God and then letting God speak to you in the biblical text. And this is the means of the spiritual ascent. As we do this, we will be raised up to God, raised, he says, higher than the sun, and be transformed, become that which we now only believe ourselves to be. He goes on to say, we allow God to instruct us in his precepts, to direct us, and then, what is the nature of this transformation? He is enriching us. Whom he makes rich, none shall make poor. There can be no poverty to one whose breast has been supplied with this heavenly food. And then he uses the example of a very beautifully appointed ancient Roman building with costly marble and other adornments. And he goes on in the next two paragraphs to basically say, all of this, all of the beauty that you see in these glorious buildings is nothing compared with what God is working in you. The Holy Spirit is making his abode in you, and you are of more importance than all these things. So the practice of speaking to God, listening to God, lectio, oratio, is a means of making a spiritual ascent to God by means of the biblical text, which transforms us, makes us into that which we only glimpse in promise. The latter part, the last paragraph of this page, is his recommendation of having psalmody even at a festal meal, and that again we will return to when we look at liturgical prayer and more specifically look at the question of psalmody. At this point it would be useful to look at the text from Vatican II, and so I'd advise rereading this section from the letter to Donatus and then going to the material from Vatican II from Dei Verbum, which I've provided in this section.